Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's been a pretty bad week for the Norwegian Cruise Lines ship Joy. At the start of the Thanksgiving week, the Joy left the port of Los Angeles, bound for the Panama Canal, only to have to turn back when dozens of passengers got sick with stomach flu-like symptoms linked to an outbreak of norovirus. Over the weekend, the Joy tried it again, leaving the port of L.A., and yet again, it returned to the port with lots of sick passengers.
Now, about 20 million people get sick from noroviruses every year, and while cruise ship outbreaks represent only a small percentage of norovirus illnesses, it's still a pretty miserable prospect of getting stuck on a ship with the stomach flu. Dr. Aaron Hall is an epidemiologist at the Centers for Disease Control. So, Dr. Hall, norovirus almost sounds kind of pleasant. It's a very kind of benign sounding. What do you have? Norovirus. But it's pretty pernicious, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually among some of the most contagious viruses that we know about, and it can, as you mentioned, infect and make ill over 20 million people a year, cause numerous hospitalizations and deaths, and just be incredibly disruptive.
We're hearing about this happening on cruise ships more and more. What are cruise ships not doing right?
Well, norovirus is really challenging to control in a variety of settings. Cruise ships are certainly among them, but really the most common setting for outbreaks are places like nursing homes and hospitals, other healthcare facilities. We see outbreaks in schools and daycares and restaurants. And really, the diversity of places where it occurs really just demonstrates how difficult it is to control. It takes very few viral particles to make somebody sick. It's resistant to many common disinfectants. People that are infected are shedding literally billions of viruses. So it's just a really challenging public health problem.
You know, we mentioned stomach flu, and I was thinking, when I was growing up, I don't think we ever heard of maybe doctors did, but certainly the lay public never heard of things like noroviruses. We heard about, oh, so-and-so went on a cruise, got a stomach flu. Was it always the same cause, or is something new happening?
Yeah, it's a good question. There's probably a lot more increased recognition of norovirus than increased incidence or occurrence of norovirus. If you go back and dig really deep into the medical archives, you can find descriptions of it going back to the 20s. But the virus itself really wasn't discovered until the early 70s, and the term norovirus really didn't get incorporated into the kind of general vernacular until the 90s, when we developed these newer modern tests that can identify it more definitively. And since then, I think the field has really taken off. There's been much more increased recognition of it, as well as increased testing and investigation of outbreaks like the one on this cruise ship.
All right. One of the passengers who came off this particular ship this weekend was saying that, you know, he was diagnosed with norovirus. And so the ship's authorities wanted to lock him up in his room with his family. He argued about that. They eventually put his family somewhere else so that he wouldn't infect them. But he said that people were coming in without face masks, without gloves, and they were, in his view, they were just spreading the germs around. What can ship's personnel do, and what should travelers do? If you're going to be on a cruise ship, how can you protect yourself?
Yeah, so probably the single best way people can protect themselves is by washing their hands, and really washing their hands with soap and water. Those alcohol-based sanitizers and rubs and gels, they really don't work particularly well for norovirus. So good old washing with soap and water for at least 20 seconds is really the single best thing people can do to keep themselves safe. And once somebody is sick, such as the situation described, it is important that they be isolated and kind of separated from other people because they are so infectious and they're shedding so much virus. Really, the best way to prevent them from spreading to others is to just keep them separated. And then other steps like cleaning surfaces, disinfecting with bleach, anything that person might have touched, and making sure that they're certainly not preparing food or caring for others is critical as well.
How come we don't hear about this as much anyway with airline travel? Is there something about the environment in an aircraft that isn't conducive to the norovirus thriving?
Well, sadly, there have been outbreaks associated with air travel as well. Essentially, really any setting where people gather, there have been norovirus outbreaks documented. It's just such a widespread and pervasive infection that any place people go, essentially norovirus goes with them. There have been situations on aircraft, very similar to cruise ships even, where we've seen multiple outbreaks on successive voyages, suggestive of kind of incomplete cleaning in between voyages, or perhaps crew members harboring the virus in between different voyages. So there are some parallels, but, you know, as is very often the case, there's a lot more disease that goes on out there than is well recognized.
With this norovirus, is it possible to be sick with it before you feel the symptoms and therefore you might be infectious before you know about it?
Yeah, so most people get sick within about 12 to 48 hours. On average, about a day and a half after being exposed, someone will come down with the symptoms. And they're really most infectious when they have those symptoms. The symptoms themselves, as you can imagine, if somebody's got uncontrollable diarrhea or vomiting, they're much more prone to spread infection to others. Whereas, you know, if they're feeling well and they're, you know, not needing to go to the bathroom every minute, then they're less likely to spread, even if they're still shedding some virus. But people can continue shedding virus after their symptoms stop. And that's really another critical window that we have to focus on. So after people are feeling better for at least 1 or 2 or even 3 days, if they're, for example, working in a restaurant or a hospital, we want them to stay home because they can still be infectious.
All right. Lovely thoughts for the post-holiday period. Dr. Aaron Hall, epidemiologist for the Centers for Disease Control.